previously on Two Past Midnight.
So Stanislav disarms it, and he digs out this shape charge.
How is it that you don't sweat or seem to panic when handling a bomb?
I have to let you all know that there is a terrible thing up ahead. The crosses, there are people on them.
Hey, Emmett, you think this has anything to do with that radio call you heard?
You know what? It might. I say we load up and get out of here as fast as we can. I don't think there's anything good coming from this.
You see that there are 10 crucifixes, and you can see one of the people moving.
Shepherd's flock.
You guys are going along in the truck, and Stanislav's in the back with the wounded woman, the American soldier that you guys pulled off that crucifix. And oh, someone roll me a d6. We're gonna start with that.
I'll do it,
Kyle.
Y'all just so close, so close.
Still cloudy. Still cloudy. So you guys are driving along. Harrison's in the front seat, and Murph's sitting beside him. We can see, like, because you guys had to go off-road to go around that roadblock. Which, as far as off-road's concerned, like, the off-road hex, you're kind of on road, but it's real, you know, crappy backcountry road. Sometimes it's basically a path going through a field. We see Harrison sitting in the driver's seat. We see Murph sitting over beside him, kind of looking out the window, checking the map, looking at a compass, trying to see the sun through the clouds. We see Emmett up on the 240, kind of scanning the horizon. We see Gordon with the binoculars looking around. Speaking of which, I'm going to end up needing a keeping watch roll from you. And we see Stanislav. So you might as well roll it while I'm talking.
Plus two?
No. Flat. I know. Flat. Because you're in a vehicle. Okay.
Whoops.
And we see Stanislav sitting in the back of the truck with the woman that you guys had pulled off of the cross. We kind of see flashes as we're going by everyone's faces. We see flashes of the people on crucifixes, right? We see, like, a close-up of Harrison driving along, and we can see, like, flashes of people tied up in the village on these crosses. We see Murphy's face. We see those crosses there where some of them were burned. Four of them had been, you know, on fire and were just smoking now. We see flashes, and we can still see Emmett's face, and we see people on the crosses in the village. And Stanislav, same thing. Close-up of Gordon, same thing, flashes of people on the crosses. Because what we forgot to do was a coolness under fire roll from everyone for having seen a massacre.
Hooray!
Now, here's the thing. It's 3 points of stress. So each success reduces a point of stress.
Is that pushable?
Oof. It's coolness under fire.
No.
3 points of stress for old Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still at a D for Unimorel?
Yep.
That sucks. Stanislav gets one success.
2 points of stress.
Murph had one success.
2 points of stress. So now you're at three. If you had reduced it by one before. I guess, no, you're at four now, right? Because you haven't gotten that whole shift yet.
No, he had damage.
He had two stress, too.
Oh.
Yep.
And Harrison and Emmett.
My capacity is four.
Your capacity is four?
Yes.
I cannot tell you how excited I am that Murphy just reached capacity for stress. That's exciting. I'm so excited.
Harrison had one success.
Emmett had one.
Yeah, Emmett takes 2 points of stress also. So we're going to say, Chris, that that stress from pushing the roll was what drove him to that breaking point, right? That was the thing, right? Like in that moment, that was when he was incapacitated by stress. So there's been a little bit of time. 10, 15 minutes has passed. And you're kind of back with it now. Like you've calmed down. That tunnel vision has you know, zoned back out. And you're like, and I'm going to need you to roll something. I got to look this up real quick. I wasn't quite prepared for that.
I think it's a 1d10.
Yeah, but there's a thing associated with it. Hold on. Wow, that actually is really cool. Stress.
Haven't had this since old Jacob.
Uh-huh. It's been a minute.
Do you want me to role play this or wait until we roll?
You roll an empathy roll the next time you rest or sleep for a shift. Roll for the attribute only. If the roll fails, you develop a long-term permanent mental trauma of some kind. So, that's when that'll happen.
A straight empathy?
How's your empathy, Bubba?
Yeah, what's your empathy?
D.
Awesome.
All right, so yeah. So, let me move you guys back over to the big map so we can see where you guys all are. All right, so what are y'all doing? What did you roll for your recon, Gordon? Nothing and nothing?
Yep, a zilch and a zilch.
Okay.
We still need a navigation roll, I think.
I think that was Murphy. He actually did do that navigation roll.
Did he do it already?
Yeah. Yep. He did it at the end of last session. That was the roll that
got us around the blockade. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So what's your guys' plan? What are you guys doing while you're going along and all that?
Since Gordon took a giant hit from that last incident, he's just kind of sitting in the corner of the back of the pickup truck. He's supposed to be keeping watch, but he can't stop just looking down at the girl in the back of the truck every 2 seconds. Every time they hit a bump, he kind of flinches and he looks down and sees if she's okay, and then tries to look around again and try to get his bearings and look out for things, but he is paying absolutely no attention because every little thing, he has a little flash of the crosses on fire and looks down at her, and just, it's got him pretty shook. And normally he's chatting and chatterboxing, but he is deathly quiet.
Riding in the back, Stanislav can see the look on Gordon's face, and he sees the look on Emmett's face. And this woman in the back, you know, he glances down at her, and he knows that Gordon's supposed to be looking out. And he goes, "This is just how it is now. It doesn't have to be this way always. This is like the wheel of time. It just turns. This is how it is for now. It will change.
Please, let us... Whatever change, I bring on the next things, because I can't imagine how much worse it could get. There were people now to a cross on fire. Living people. How does one do that to... I mean, how do you have that much hate to just... Ugh.
How does one do any of the things we have seen?
I can get my head around the nationalism and, you know, shooting a man who's not on your side or you think is threatening you, but this
this is a step too far. This is as much evil as you will ever see in the world.
I agree that it is worse than just shooting a man. But they're both awful. And I think the only way that people can bring themselves to do these things is they no longer see them as human. So we have to remember not to be like this. Not to be like them. We have to remember we are all people. We are all humans. Think. Gordon, look at me.
Yes.
We are humans.
We are still humans.
We are still human.
We cut up to Emmett, who's overhearing this whole conversation.
It's in Polish.
That's fine. You hear them talking in Polish in the back.
Emmett keeps looking at the woman that he's working on, and he keeps getting flashes to the crosses as each one that he passed, he was looking for Keanu. He was looking for his son on each cross that they passed, trying to see if he was on any of those crosses as he went. But then also, as he looks at the young woman in the back of the truck here, he realizes that he's brought back to the woman whose life he took, point blank range, the sniper with the family photo, and how this woman isn't much different. Around the same age, same build. So he's really struggling, and then it's not helping that these two guys are having a conversation in Polish behind him, not knowing what's going on. So he's really trying to stay focused on, you know, the horizon, stay on the gun, but he's experienced so much loss, and it seems like we're just picked up one more that we're probably going to be digging a hole for here in just a minute.
Then we go into the cab of the truck. We see Murph and Harrison. What does that look like, Chris?
Mr. Murph, I can't believe people do that to each other. Why would anybody do that? Harrison, shut up and drive. Am I even going the right way? Just fucking drive. I'm upset too, Mr. Murphy, but you don't need to take it out on me. I can't believe that they would do that to other people. I can't believe people would do that to each other.
Murphy, you guys are coming around a bend, and Harrison's glancing over at you guys driving, and you happen to be looking out the front windshield, and you see a fucking massive crater in front of you.
Harrison, watch out! Harrison jacks on the brakes. Well, where'd that come from?
As you look around, you see the crater's about 90 meters across. And about a fifth of that deep. You're probably about 10 meters away from it right now. But, like, you can see, like, debris to either side of you of, like, vehicles that had been blasted to shit and debris and shit all over inside this crater. And you can see, like, a body laying in the inside of that crater. It's, like, one person.
Shit. Should we get out and check that person?
We need to leave this area now. We have to go now.
Put it in reverse, Harrison.
Whoever that guy was, they really wanted him dead.
Pretty sure he crawled in after that.
We have to get out of this area now.
Harrison, put it in reverse before we all glow.
But yeah, that body that's in the middle of that crater's like fully fucking dressed too.
Don't care.
Okay.
Get us out of here before we all start glowing. I don't know why you say we're going to glow.
Now we're going to need another survival roll for navigating around this.
Can I roll a tech roll on that?
Sure.
On the crater?
Sure.
One success.
It's a new crater.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted the, you know, player versus character, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it's on the up and up.
Survival roll from Murph.
Whoever's going to navigate, sure.
One success.
Okay. So that's going to be like basically another hex worth of time / fuel to get around this. So you don't really have to go to another hex. It's going to cost a full hex of movement to go in a whatever direction you're going to go in. So additional space of movement.
Ref, I'm sorry. I wasn't tracking fuel. That is...
Well, this was one now. So whatever you had tracked last time, 4 units, because you're in an off-road hex, and it just got doubled because of the crater.
Okay, so... Gotcha.
So what direction are you guys going to plan on going?
I'd say we just probably head one to the south to try and make that river crossing.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah, if we have to go around it, like go southeast and then to go around, or just dead south and then over.
No, it's not. You don't actually have to go to a new hex to go around.
It's narrative.
It's a narrative. Lose a hex worth of movement to go around.
I gotcha.
So you want to go to that the next hex to the south is what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I just moved you there. So that is a road hex you guys were driving into.
Road hex.
So you come up off these back roads after going around this massive crater that you're fairly certain you were able to make it around enough to not get any radiation. Why don't you all roll stamina rolls for me just in case?
Friggin' crap, Emmett.
It's supposed to be modified by your current wrath, by the way. But
which is zero.
I don't think he has zero rads. I don't think anybody has zero rads.
Three. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong page. My three permanents.
How much does that modify it? Because it changes the die roll.
It does. It's your rads minus 4?
Oh.
We haven't had to do this in a while.
If you have one rad, it's a plus 3. If you have 2, it's a plus 2. If you have 3, it's a plus 1. 4, it's a flat stamina roll. Anything more than 4 is a negative.
So I'm actually... plus 1. So I pass, and I'll just roll a d6.
Okay.
5.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
What's your current rads?
2.
Plus 2.
Plus 2.
Okay.
Oh, well, then I can bump mine up, too, because I have 2.
Yeah. You got 9 successes?
You take 4 and subtract your current rads, and that will give you what your modifier is on the roll. So if you have more than 4... it's negative 1 on the roll.
Negative.
Right.
Ugh, 1 success.
Okay. Oof. Okay.
Harrison had 1 success.
Okay.
And let me do Murph. Murph's got 3 rads.
Catatonic
so
Murph.
That's a plus 1.
So that should be plus 1. Yep. He's not catatonic anymore.
No successes.
Okay.
That's unpushable, right?
You know, Yeah, I'm not gonna. Yeah, I'm trying to debate if it does say you can push it or not, but I don't think it says that you can't. You know what I mean? Nothing says it's passive, so I think you can push it.
Well, I'm already at 4 stress, so pushing it prone might not be the wisest.
It wouldn't be stress, it'd be hit points. Because it's a stamina roll. It wouldn't be stress, it'd be hit points.
Ah, fuck it. Okay, 1 success.
Alright, cool. Alright, so you guys move up onto the, as I said, the road, and you get onto a relatively easy place to navigate now. You don't even have to roll survival checks on the road hexes for traveling. You can just stay on a road hex if you want to. But that's been 1, 2.
That's our second hex.
Yeah, but 3 because you lost one in that first one.
Yep, yep, yep.
And actually, I think this other one... because your travel speed is 8, right?
9.
Is it 9?
Travel speed 9. Combat speed 4. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, then, yeah. So that's 3 out of your daytime travel.
Right. So we got 6 more we can go.
Mm-hmm.
Provided nothing else happens.
Right.
But that's per shift, right?
Right.
Right. Okay.
You know, looking at our map, it's actually cool that we're heading in a direction and not in a big fucking circle over and over again.
Famous last words.
Yeah, I should have said
Phil
that.
Jinx now.
All right, so why don't you do this? Why don't you guys draw your route of what you're going to take? The next 9, or the next 6 hexes. Are you trying to go to Krakow, Brian? I only ask because it's like...
Oh, yeah, no, Krakow would be more this way, wouldn't it? Yeah. Sorry, I was zoomed in a little far for that, so it's more...
Well, I mean, we could stay on road hexes.
Right, but it would be better to go this way and follow the river down.
Yeah, I'm all for hugging the river.
We're afraid of cities.
I'm terrified of cities.
I mean, one, it keeps us close to a water supply, and it stays with the road pretty much the entire way down, so...
Yep, I dig it.
I feel like that's probably... I mean, strategically speaking, probably the best way we could go. And if you're actually in the field, they teach you to follow the river as far as your directional path goes.
Yeah, follow the river straight to Krakow.
Yep. All right, so that means I'm going to need, and we'll do this the quick way, 6 driving rolls. With a +3 from whoever's driving.
All right, Harrison, 6 more.
Yeah, Harrison, driving rolls. Just roll 6 of them real fast. And if you hit anything, it's a fail. If you want to push it or whatever, would be my guess.
All right. 1. No success. Pushing.
Nothing. Yeah, it's a +3, by the way.
Oh.
I don't know if you added
did
that.
Did not. No.
+3.
Okay. Oh my god.
What'd you get?
What'd you get, Chris, on that first roll?
A 1. And a fail.
That sounds right.
Do you want to push that roll, Harrison?
Yes.
So the pushing on this goes to exploding the truck, or?
It goes to the truck, yeah. It reduces the reliability of the truck.
Do we know a reliability on the truck?
Yeah.
We do know the reliability on the truck.
It's 5.
Okay.
It's not.
Not anymore. It's not.
It's 4.
Now here's the problem. Here's the problem, Chris, before you decide on whether you want to push this roll or not. If you don't push this roll, we roll on the driving mishap table.
I'm going to push it.
Okay.
You're just pushing the 1. Or are you coining it?
Nope, just pushing the 1. 1 success.
Okay.
Nice.
1 success, and the vehicle takes 1 point of reliability damage, so it is down to 3.
Yep.
He hit a little crater.
Another driving roll.
Stop driving so poorly, Harrison. You drive better.
Yeah, Yeah, you hit this fucking crater in the road.
I didn't see it. The sun's in my eyes.
Keep your eyes on the road, not on sun.
Two successes.
Two successes? All right.
He just needed a pep talk from Stanislav.
Two successes.
Oh, get it.
Thank you for believing me, Miss Stan.
Does that mean we use half as much fuel if he keeps getting successes?
No, 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 no. That's not the way it works.
He gives us a point of reliability back for all these successes.
Nope. No.
No, no, I know. Not this game.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are going down the road, and yeah, I see it. And you've made it about 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. No, that's not right. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. 50 kilometers down the road, right? Like, you're making decent time. Like, it's daytime. It's cloudy out, but you guys haven't really run into anything. And, you got the radio on, and you can hear music coming into the radio, coming out of Krakow, right? You hear that same disc jockey from Krakow. And it's actually the song from the Muppet movie, where it's like, moving right along.
Turn right at the fork in the road.
Look, it's a fork in the road. And, oh, shit, you know what we haven't been doing? Keeping watch rolls from Gordon. So we should probably do a couple of those, too, real quick.
Straight?
Yeah, just give me one. Just give me one.
One success.
Okay. And, yeah, so you guys are going along. And then all of a sudden, you hear, pop! And the truck starts to veer off to the right. Like, and you hear in the distance,
motherfucker.
I think we blew a tire.
No, he's fired shots.
And the truck pulls off into the grass on the side of the road. What do you do?
Stanislav is covering his patient.
Okay. What's Murph doing?
Murph dismounts immediately, grabs a sniper rifle from behind the seat, and...
Which one?
The 50 cal. And dives prone next to the truck.
Okay, so you start to grab for the rifle and get out of the truck. If I interrupt that in any way, I will tell you. So you're getting out on the passenger side. Emmett, what are you doing?
I mean, do we got any idea where the shot came from? Which direction, which tire, which...
It was the right front right tire was the one that went out. Gordon, roll a recon roll. Because he was the one that was keeping watch.
Three successes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness. I could kiss you on the mouth, Gordon.
Ditto.
Three successes?
It may not be enough, but goddamn, if you're ever going to roll that high.
The old college try.
So.
Muzzle flash.
Yeah, you saw a muzzle flash. About 100 meters to the north of the road.
North of the road, about 100 meters. Fire. Single shot.
Yeah, you see like a little grove of trees over there where you saw the shot come from. And we're going to go into initiative.
Oh. Oh no, I don't get two. I don't get any.
How do we do that in this game? I forgot.
What, initiative?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Like this. I get two. Yeah, who gets two now? Murph is the only one that gets two?
Yeah, Cole's dead.
Cole did.
Deal. That second one, Chris, was for Harrison. All right. Now I got to set up a battle map because I wasn't exactly sure which encounter card I was going to pull. So, talk amongst yourselves.
Harrison, for future reference, we're sitting at an eighth of a tank.
What you want me to do about it?
You're the driver. You're the one that's going to be seeing the gauge. I'm just letting you know, you know. We're going to have to siphon some fuel out of the main tank, or the big tank, before we...
I was just being a smartass.
Yeah, I thought Harrison was nicer than you.
I thought it was all connected. I didn't realize you had them separated like that.
That would have taken a lot.
I just assumed that's what you were doing, but I guess if not, that's fine.
So the two you gave me, one's for Murph, one's for Harrison?
First one? Oh, yeah, you need one more, huh? That's right.
So the third one's for Harrison.
This one's for Harrison. So the first two were Murphy, this one's Harrison's.
Okay. Sorry, Jeremy, let me get into Harrison mode. Thanks for letting me know that we're almost out of gas, Mr. Stan.
Yeah, that was totally an out-of-character thing. Because I was just letting you know what Harrison would see with his eyeballs.
You give me way too much credit.
Right, because the fuel gauge isn't actually on the map.
Yeah, exactly. Not this map, at least. We're all screwed. Snipers are the worst.
No clue what you're talking about.
No, it may not be a professional sniper. Could be some Johnny ass with a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Hit a moving tire.
I mean, we're out in the open, you know?
He still hit a tire.
Yeah.
Yep.
From 100 meters.
Yep.
On a moving vehicle.
Yep.
That's not luck.
Okay. I feel like I may have an altered perception of, like, what's a feasible shot. So maybe I'm not a good judge of this being, like, some hillbilly with a rifle, you know?
Feasible, yeah, but it's still a skilled shot.
It's still a certain level of skill.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Yeah, this person obviously knows what they're doing.
There's a negative one for being a moving target. There's a... +2 for it being a vehicle. There's a -2 for it being targeting a specific thing on a vehicle. And then there might be more bonuses on the other side.
So there's a -1. Okay. Yeah. And then...
Before a scope.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
Right. Theoretically, if this is what we were talking about.
Right. Well, honestly, that 3 successes from... Gordon, clutch. Like, that was the best time to get 3 successes.
We know a direction, thank goodness.
Yeah,
we at least have some idea of what the fuck is happening, other than like, oh, it's a sniper, and we don't know where they're at.
Right, we're already starting better off than last time.
I know.
Last time, we spent 3 rounds and still didn't know where the shots were coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Snipers are quickly becoming my least favorite thing in this game. Like, I'm really, really starting to hate snipers.
And then when we had a sniper, all we killed was trees.
I know, right?
I knew that was coming.
Dead tree.
Murph was a lumberjack in a past life. But that is good info. He called out 100 meters north by bushes. Brush, sorry.
Yeah.
So that gives us a target.
Yeah, it was like a grove of trees was where he saw it.
Yeah.
Shoot Murph right in the psyche. He's almost dead anyway.
Psyche.
I think Murph would do a lot better in a psyche role than Chris would.
With a D6? I think you're both at a D6, honestly. Like, that's the bare minimum you can get, right, for the empathy.
I think you're a D-bag.
I thought Chris and Murph was the same person.
Wait, they're both named Chris, right?
Right.
He's my alter ego.
Your alter ego?
And much more enjoy letting Harrison come out to play.
Did you hear that, Adam? Chris what? Said kill Murph.
Listen, Jeremy, I already know what I'm doing.
He did not like that.
Yep, and Stanislav's dead.
He did not like that conversation in the cab.
Listen, Brian, I told you to shut up. Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, stop, take that, Brian. All right.
The green, is that open terrain?
Yes. I was covering up trees that were on the original map.
Cool. I was just clarifying.
And straight north of you, you can see this guy. All right. Who, and we'll just go ahead and call him out now. Does anybody have a one? That way I can write him down.
I do have a one. I do have a one.
All right. So that's Gordon, and you're the one who saw him.
That makes sense.
What do you want to do? You're in the back of the truck, and you see that he's to the north, which is the passenger side of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Because we established that in Poland, the driver's side's on the left, and you drive on the right-hand side of the road.
Oh, yeah. Did not even think of that. I am in the back of the truck. I will take a shot at however 100,000 negatives I get.
What's your range on your weapon?
That is a great question, and the range is 5. Oh, wait.
That'd be a -1 plus another -1 for the terrain he's in, and another -1 for him being prone.
Kind of what I figured, and I'm okay with that, actually.
-3.
So I'm currently at an A and a B, and that will put me at a C and a C.
Okay. Roll it.
I'm using no ammo dice. I am simply doing a C and a C. So I will aim and fire. No successes. I will push just for fun. And I will drop prone. In the back of the truck.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of laying down.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, who has a 2?
Emmett's got the 2.
All right.
He just shot, so I will turn the 240 and light up the tree line. You said -3?
-3, yep.
Okay, I get +1 for machine gunner, so I'm looking at a B and a B and 4 ammo dice.
Okay.
1 success, 1 bullet die.
All right. Okay. Next. Who's up next? Who has 3? Anybody have 4?
Murph has 4.
Okay.
So I'm going to assume his turn will be grabbing the rifle, getting out of the truck, and diving prone.
Yes, that would be your full turn.
Okay.
And you had a 5, is that right?
4.
You had 4. Okay, anybody have 5? Going once? Going twice? Sold. Okay. So 6 is other people that haven't had a chance to shoot yet.
People?
Yep.
As in...
Well, yeah, that was pluralized.
Not singular people?
Yes, plural. So you guys see shots coming from other points in the tree line. Like here and here and here and here. But they're all prone. Actually, they're all taking cover behind trees is what they're doing. Partial cover. So, first dude here is going to take a shot at the driver. And he's at 120. That's the third range in command.
And they're all in the line, in the tree line, kind of interdispersed.
Yep. What did I say? That was 120? Okay, that's right in the second range in command still. All right. So you hear poof, from the easternmost part of that tree line, shooting at Harrison Two successes?
But
let me roll hit location.
Does the vehicle count as armor?
It would count as partial cover.
Okay.
But I rolled a hit.
Of course you did.
Yeah. So you take 3 points of damage. Is that right? Three? Let me double check. Or it might be two.
It does have Kevlar.
Yeah, that I was... yeah. It was two successes, so it should have been three damage, but it gets reduced down to two. Yeah, by the Kevlar. All right, now the next guy, not that one that got lit up by Emmett, but the other one. Hold on a minute. There we go. He's going to take a shot at Emmett. So that's a third range increment for him. And he completely misses. And the next one is taking a shot at... Gordon jumped out and you took cover behind the vehicle. He's going to take a shot at Murphy with another negative one. I got one success. So you take 2 points of damage, Murphy. It's to the head, so 1 point of damage. Not two. And then last shot's going to go for Stanislav. One bullet die. Roll coolness under fire.
He fails.
You are suppressed, and you take a point of stress.
Okay.
Okay. Baddies. Seven.
That's me.
Okay.
I'm suppressed.
Yep. Eight. Oh, shit. Murphy needs to roll coolness under fire, and so does...
Harrison.
Yep. And then Harrison's next, depending on what he gets for coolness under fire.
Three successes for Murphy.
Murphy is not suppressed, does not take a point of stress. And then Harrison.
He is suppressed.
Okay. I'm going to say he would have to bail out on his turn and drop prone.
Yeah. He would just roll out the driver's door.
Yep. Yep. And that's basically his turn. All right, back to the top of the order. Gordon, it's your turn.
All right. What I know where everybody is.
Yeah, you know where they all are now because they've all fired.
No one target is less exposed than the other.
Nope, they're all taking partial cover behind trees.
Excellent.
Actually, Kyle, the guys to your right, if you only have a range of five, they're going to end up going into your second range increment.
Gotcha. So
that guy all the way to the left would probably be your primary target, because otherwise you're taking one extra negative one. It's up to you.
Yeah, Gordon seems like the kind of guy that would stay on the target he shot at prior to that, so I will just simply...
That one's dead, by the way. No more shots came from this guy.
Ah.
So I'm just going to metagame tell you guys he's dead.
Gotcha.
Before you keep shooting at that hex.
I will metagame go for 05 then. And is he an additional range, or is that?
The trees would be a negative one, and he has partial cover, so then hit location is going to matter.
So is he a negative two or negative three?
What's your range?
Five.
Negative two. And negative three total for the
trees.
Three
total. Gotcha. So same scene to see. I'm going to add one ammo die just for kicks. I will push. Hey, two successes.
All right.
But he also took a one, so that's one reliability on the weapon.
One reliability off of my current
weapon.
Yeah, yep. Current reliability of four goes to three.
Yep. Roll hit location. Because he's partially behind a tree.
Sixed him.
Yes!
Get him, Gordon. Get him.
Oh, I'm going to kiss this Canadian right on the mouth.
And that's a AK that you have, so it's
yeah,
2-3.
Damage of 2-3 crit.
Okay, he's still there, but let me roll his coolness under fire. And then the next person's turn is going to be Emmett.
And can I lay down when I'm done with this again, or how's that work?
Hold on. You dropped prone in the last turn.
Yeah, that's what I was. That was my
curiosity. So you would have had to use your fast action to move up out of full cover into partial cover to take that shot, which means you should have taken another negative 2.
Well, I think we talked about me only being in partial cover anyways, because we never said full cover for me. We said partial.
Okay, partial. Yeah. Well, I meant when you said drop prone in the truck, that I. So yeah, okay, fine, partial cover.
No, I was gonna say
you could drop into full cover now if you want to.
No, I just want at least partial cover is all I want. I just want something.
Okay, yeah, partial cover. That's fine. All right.
Did I suppress him?
Yes, you did.
Dope.
All right, Emmett.
Emmett will swing to. These guys are all in separate hexes, so. We're going to swing to 02.
All right, what's that range increment for you?
Still should be second. The 240's got range of 8.
Okay.
So 160 would be my second range increment. So that's negative 3 plus 1 still, right?
Well, he's in foliage, actually. I think I was doing the wrong modifier before. That should be a negative 2 for the terrain.
Negative 1 for my second range increment.
Right.
So we're at 3.
So go ahead. So negative 3
total. Negative 3 total.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Plus 1 for a machine gunner, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm assuming he's always going to add in the
machine. Right. Thing. No, I'm just, yeah.
That's so a given bonus.
I'm taking it down, and then we're back to a B and a B, so...
Okay.
B to B, 4 ammo dice. Let a rip, tater chip. Nothing at all. No ones, no sixes. So Emmett's got to push it. I see you telling me to push it there, Stanislav. But if you realize if I hit a 1 at all, this gun goes down.
Yeah, that's true. You got the 249.
I know. I do have a weapon I could switch to, but.
That'll be on next turn.
You have put me in this situation.
I'm trying to get us killed. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, there it is. But there's three, but there's the one that takes the gun out.